What up, guys? It's Tessie, and I am here. You have made it to video number 3 of the 3-part series on how to build healthy habits. I'm here right now, like selfie style. This video, you guys are gonna catch a few people, amazing leaders, people close to me, sharing how they have either overcome a health challenge and worked it into a habit, or just share some tips and tricks and sustainable health habits and wellness practices that are making a huge difference in their lives. So I hope you guys enjoy the video. This is all about accountability and practice. Make sure you stick around till the end, because of course there's gonna be the Tessie Tool free handout coming at you, and you are going to be the next best version of yourself in like 10 minutes, because this is like a really impactful video. So just stay tuned, stick with it, leave a comment, go to TessieTracy.com if that's not where you're watching this, and get all your tools. All right, love you guys.
I was just listening to an interview with Charles Duhigg, who is the author of The Power of Habit, Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, New York Times bestseller. In the interview I was listening to, he talks about the development of any habit being basically a 3-part series. There's a cue that triggers the behavior or the routine. Then there's the routine, or what we consider the habit. And then there's a reward. So, and he even talks about nail biting in the video. Like, what's possibly the reward of biting your nails? I bite my nails. It's the habit I'm working on switching up. And I know the cue is kind of thoughts wandering, maybe stressed about something, maybe getting a little anxious, thinking about something I have to do, or something that didn't go right. Boom, bite my nails. There's the routine. And then afterwards, I actually feel a little bit better. It's a negative subconscious habit is what's happening. Like 40 to 45% of our habits and what we're doing on a daily basis are kind of subconscious and out of our awareness. So the good news is, specifically what he says in the interview, recognizing, having a more awareness of what is triggering it or what's cueing your habit, and then how you're being rewarded for that is how you can actually start to shift, transform the actual routine. So I wanted to just kind of open with that, because as I said, we're talking about habits when it comes to healthy habits, and it's going to take conscious, continual, consistent practice, because it doesn't happen overnight, and you've been living your whole life building up to the habits that you have now. So any new behavior, any new habit, it's going to take time, it's going to take patience, it's going to take positivity and self-encouragement. Keep that in mind, that you're also practicing that inner shift, the mindset shift, the recognition of, oh, here's a cue. That's why they also say, like, when you're actually trying to add in a habit, hopefully most of us watching this get up and brush our teeth in the morning, which is a habit. It's mostly subconscious habit. It's like something we're going to do, happens every morning. So why don't other things happen every morning? Like meditating for 5, 10, 15 minutes. Put it right after you brush your teeth, and then that becomes, that thing that's already there becomes your cue to go into your next thing. Now, to me, that still seems simple, overly simple, like, oh, just start meditating after you brush your teeth. No, it's still going to take some discipline, and what today's video is about, it's going to take some accountability. There's also a reason why our motivation is even higher for most of us when we have external accountability. Now, is it super important to be accountable to yourself and to practice that in what's called intrinsic motivation, where no matter what doctors say, what your family says, what the health magazine says, that you're committed to your healthy habits because you believe you're meant to be a healthy, vibrant person in this life. And the external accountability comes in, which can be super motivating. When I have someone I'm checking in with about it, extrinsic motivation is even like, hey, do this for your kids, right? Then, okay, yes, you're doing it for you, but you're also doing it to help someone else, to serve someone else, to be there for someone else. And as communal beings in this world, that's important, and it's not a bad thing that we thrive off of external accountability. It's the same thing if you go start going to CrossFit class and you don't show up the next day at 6 a.m. Where were you? What happened? They probably have your phone number. They'll be texting you. Why didn't you come to class? Like, there's some built-in external accountability that you might not even realize there. For me, it's definitely external accountability. Anytime I grew up with a coach, I had a coach since the age of 4 when I started gymnastics. Literally no break of having a coach until I graduated college. So I know, like, having a coach, having an accountability buddy, that's 100% always going to support me in moving forward. And I thrive off of, and I'm drawn towards communities that are supportive in that way. Something else that helps keep me accountable is having a system. I love brainstorming. I love physically writing stuff down. I love, you know, writing out a calendar, checking things off. That right there is like a reward, and it's extra motivation. Like, oh wow, what I'm doing is working. That itself is my motivation to keep going, right? So check out what other people have to say about what keeps them accountable to their healthy habits. We'll come back at the end and I'll talk about the free Tessy tool download for this video.
Hey guys, I am here with Miss Carla Romo.
Hello.
Yes, we are gonna share a little bit about you today. As you guys know, I'm kind of wrapping up a 3-part video series that's all about building healthy habits. And today we're gonna talk about if you feel like there's this area that is just never moving forward for you, how to start being consistent in that, how to overcome that. I would like to kind of just have Carla talk a little bit about why she's here today too. So Carla is, she's gonna talk about her own habits in some different areas of life as well. I'll be asking her fun questions. But I also want you to just share really quickly kind of like what you're up to as a coach.
Yeah, thanks Tessie, I'm really excited. So I'm a relationship coach, I'm also a speaker. I work with women who are in relationships, going through breakups, wanting to date again, and really helping them reconnect with their inner relationship. Because like I say, that is, your relationship with yourself is the most important relationship you will ever have.
Yep. Yeah. It's the one we got for our entire lives.
You're stuck with it. You're stuck with yourself.
The past few videos, if you guys haven't seen it, I've been talking about healthy F words, where there's these areas of life, and I just love alliteration, so I had them all start with an F, like family and friends, which is like our relationships, fun, finances, food, fitness, all these areas that are common areas we want to like elevate, expand, and grow in. So from people that you've worked with in that, the friends and family or the relationship area, what are some like habits or maybe like even unconscious beliefs that you feel the women that you work with are kind of working to overcome?
Yeah, so I always talk about this with my clients, this inner voice that we have. It's like what holds us back. So I don't know, like let's throw this out. Maybe you want to do a career change, right? And you have this inner voice inside you telling you, I'm not good enough, or I'll never get that job, or others will judge me, they'll see me as, you know, not good enough. But those are only our self-created thoughts, and they're like habits that just like you do without even thinking about it. You know, they kind of become a part of us. And so I really love to get, you know, these women that I work with unstuck and figure out ways to just get these blocks like out of our way, live life, thrive, and do what the hell you want to do.
Yes, I love it. A huge percentage of the thoughts and the habits and the things we do every day are unconscious. So working with a coach or kind of focusing on this area that we're struggling with, it pulls us into conscious action and awareness in that area so that we can try something different, which sometimes feels uncomfortable. So to know that if you are trying to change habits, if you feel uncomfortable or stuck or frustrated, or it's just like scary, you're probably doing something right.
Completely agree. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So, okay. Now I'd love to ask you if you can think of, you know, an area in life, whether it was with like food or fitness or something that you kind of felt like you were falling off and then you started to build more sustainable habits and what that process was for you.
Yeah, totally. I love that question. So for me, I would definitely say during a breakup, I mean, my like habits go out, like my healthy habits for what I define as healthy go out the door. So I'm talking like, you know, Ben and Jerry's, I'm like screw it, I'm just gonna have some Ben and Jerry's tonight, don't care. You know, working out, I'm like, yeah, you know, I can go to the gym, but I'd rather just lay in bed just a little longer, and then it all of a sudden a little longer becomes too late, and then I miss the gym that day. So I've definitely been there, done that, but there's ways to cope with it. So for me, it's just like little things, right? So having a gym buddy. You know, I have a gym buddy that wakes up at 6:30 in the morning and goes to the gym with me. And, you know, things like that really help me to be, you know, holding accountable for myself. Another thing too is I count macros, and that just works for me. It does. It keeps me organized. I make sure I'm eating enough sometimes during breakups. You know, we tend to just, you know, not eat, or we overeat, right? We're just unhappy. We're stressed. It happens, whatever. But macros always help me, you know, keep myself accountable. It's a number. I just look at it as, okay, I just have to hit these numbers. I move aside the emotions and I'm able to live, you know, healthy that way.
What other like advice would you give people that are, even if it's maybe even just sticking in the area of like relationships, if they really find themselves, like maybe they're just going through a breakup, or maybe they're looking for a relationship, like what are some behaviors and habits to build that relationship with themselves?
Yeah. So I really believe the relationship you have with yourself sets the tone for every single relationship that you're gonna ever have. Because what we give on ourselves on the inside is what we can only give on the outside. So self-care, self-love, self-awareness, and acting on it. Start with daily affirmations. I actually do this personally. I'm not just giving this advice. I do it myself. I have a daily affirmation at 8:30 a.m. every morning that pops up on my phone. It's a reminder, and it tells me, you know, my affirmation. And what I've decided I do is I read that affirmation out loud every morning, and I just pause whatever I'm doing, walking, at the grocery store, whatever, and I just sit there for a second and just say it. And it just kind of like recenters myself that way.
I love that. Have you heard of sticky affirmations?
No, I haven't.
Okay, this is a shout out to my girl, Amber Valdez. She's the life purpose cheerleader. She like wrote a book and has this whole movement around sticky notes that you write yourself an affirmation in the morning and you put it up. So like kind of what you were sharing was just making it a daily practice. Cause I think I've found like affirmations, like, yeah, that sounds so great, but like, honestly, scientifically, physiologically, what's happening in our body, even if we're saying something like, I am beautiful, I take care of myself every day, and it feels like that little voice that Carla was talking about was saying like, no, you don't, you're a piece of crap and you like can't do anything right now. But if you commit to even just practicing the affirmation, it's that is going to take up more and more space to where it will authentically really start to feel, and you'll embody it, and the physical and mental and emotional changes will come along with it. So I totally love affirmations.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share today regarding advice on building healthy habits or anything that's helped you?
Yeah, so with, you know, healthy habits comes self-care. And you know, I used to struggle with self-care at a time where I thought I needed to take care of everyone else around me. And if everybody else was happy, then I was happy, but I really wasn't happy. So self-care can come down to as simple as you remember to eat breakfast in the morning, you remember to eat lunch, and you remember to eat dinner. It can be as basic as that, and you can start as simple as that. Sometimes we get so busy or caught up in another person or in our relationship or in our breakup that we forget to eat. We skip meals.
Yeah.
And that, you know, when I get hangry, I don't know about you, but if I don't eat, stay away. Like, seriously. But yeah, so that for me has been a great way of being able to, you know, create healthy habits around times that are stressful or hard.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
For being a part of this. This is like not the last time you will see us.
No. This is just the beginning. Yeah.
Hope you guys learned a little bit today about building healthy habits and maybe something related to you. If it does, leave a comment, give us a shout out. Last thing, where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, so I am Carla Romo. It's Carla with a C. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hit her up, find her on Instagram. I am Carla Romo. Awesome. Well, hope you guys have a great day. Comment below with questions. You can always find me. We'll be giving a handout with this video as well, so stay tuned for that. And have an amazing, habit-filled, accountability buddy day.
Woo!
'Hi there, everybody. My name is Ben Whitehair. I am an actor, an entrepreneur, and a business and mindset coach. And one of the things that I care the most about in my coaching is that people have sustainable success. So anybody can kind of do some extraordinary thing once, but what does it take to actually sustain that? Which, what I have found is that the sustainable habits that we actually create, the systems in our life, that's what leads to the careers we want, the income we want, the body that we want. And there are two things that come up as far as that goes consistently. So one is one habit at a time, and the second is external accountability. So let me start with the first, one thing at a time. So our brains are really only designed to be incorporating one new large habit in our life at a time. And the trap is, and this happens a lot around this time of year, right? We set New Year's resolutions and we want to do everything. Okay, I'm going to cut out sugar. I'm going to work out every day. I'm going to make sure I get 8 hours of sleep. I'm going to go to bed by a certain time. I'm going to cut out my cell phone use. And the list goes on. And for the first like 2 weeks, we can use our willpower to do a lot of those, and then it completely drops off, right? However, if you pick those 12 habits and you say do one a month, and you focus on that one a month so that you're using your willpower just for that one habit, that can actually be accomplished. So in my own life, when I was working on my health and fitness goals, for example, I picked one thing. So I would start with my morning routine, for example. I said, okay, you know what? I'm gonna start with my healthy morning. I do a shake every single morning. And that was the thing I was keeping myself accountable to. I was still doing some workouts and stuff, but that wasn't the goal that I was really focusing on. I was like, just let me nail my morning shake. And then I had that down. I've been having a healthy breakfast now for many, many years in a row without fail every single day, but I don't think about it anymore because it becomes a habit. And then that willpower I can use to put towards the next habit. So one thing at a time, what's that one thing that you're focused on for the next 21, 90 days, whatever it is that resonates with you, but a period of time where that's the main thing that you're focused on. The second is external accountability. So our brains are designed to really, well, they're not designed to keep themselves accountable, right? So for example, I start every day, my coaching sessions start at 10 a.m. because I know that if I have a coaching session at 10 a.m., I will at least have showered and put on pants by that time. But if I just have an appointment for myself, start working on my next video at 10 a.m. There are some days where it's like, well, you know, but I feel like sleeping in, or I kind of want to watch this YouTube video or whatever, right? But I have an external accountability. I have a client who's going to be showing up or giving me a call at that time, so I better be ready. I'll do the same thing with my friends. I'll schedule a time. Hey, let's check in at 10 a.m. before a work session, or let's meet at a coffee shop at that time. When I was really working to revamp my health, I had not only a coach, a trainer who was supporting me, but we had a community that he had created. Shout out Trevor Algott. And there was a Facebook group where we were checking in on the workouts we were doing, how it was coming. So there was an external accountability. There was a community to share that journey with. So make sure that you're focusing on one habit at a time and that you're finding and creating external accountability. You got this.
Hello, I am Bethany London. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you to Tessie for including me in your video series. I'm an artist, but that's more of a hobby thing that I love doing. Really, at the end of the day, I am an advocate. I'm an advocate for my real estate clients. I'm an advocate for you, honoring your personal truth so we can up level. So I clear away the shrubs, replace them with some good vibes, in a nutshell. And then create results from that, and it's been phenomenal. And what I want to share with you today is all about blessings and food. So, I don't know if you know this, but if you eat food from a place of calm, grace, relaxation, peace, harmony, you're going to dissolve the food within your body in that space too. So, if you eat in a place of stress, hurry, chaos, you're going to be not digesting your food from a place of harmony. So, how do I get there every single day, every single meal? The one thing I'm working on getting to that I keep forgetting is my water. But every time I have a meal placed in front of me, I bless it. And when I'm blessing it, I'm expressing my gratitude and my thankfulness for this meal, this water, and everyone involved. So I'm literally blessing millions every time I eat. How phenomenal is that? I'm blessing them with pure love, light, joy. I'll add to it. Sometimes I'll be like abundance, wealth, you know, I'll just include things. But I'm blessing everybody, all the way back to the seed. So think of all the companies, the marketing people, everybody. And that immediately puts me in a place of grace and harmony every time I eat. Love it. It makes me feel good too. So I encourage that you try it out. See what happens if you do this for 30 days. See how you feel, because it feels good to do good. That in itself is amazing. Try it out. You can find me at BethanyLondon.com.
Hey everybody, my name is Jasmine Bristow, and I am a writer and a coach and an advocate for mental health. And I wanted to share today about my favorite habit, the one that I feel like has had the most positive impact on my day-to-day life, and that is my meditation practice. And I say practice because it is a practice. And like any practice, the more consistent we can be with it, the better and more instilled it will be. Consistency is also one of the hardest things about meditation, because a lot of the time what I really, really want is to be able to sit down for at least half an hour, time shut out from the world. But that isn't always possible. And so being able to let go of what it looks like, and appreciating that if I get that hour in the morning to sit down and meditate, fantastic. But if all I can squeeze in is 5 minutes before I crawl into bed at the end of the night, that is just as good. So keeping the commitment to consistency has been really supportive for me, and letting go of what it looks like. The reason that meditation called to me this year was because I really wanted to be able to escape the noise. I felt like so much was going on in the world, and I just really wanted to escape and switch it all off and get quiet and listen to whatever my inside voice was saying, because I felt like things were so loud I couldn't hear it. And all I wanted was to get away and retreat and find quiet. And what I learned is that what is far more important than being able to just switch off and find quiet is that practicing meditation teaches you to be okay, be at peace, find peace with whatever is going on. So even if it feels like the world is going to hell in a handbasket, being able to find peace even in all of that chaos. So sometimes I'll sit down to meditate and I'll close my eyes and I'll breathe, I'll focus on my breath a little bit, and my mind just goes, okay, we're just gonna chill out. There's not a lot going on. There's not really any much internal chatter, and it feels amazing. It feels fantastic. And then there are the days when I sit down to meditate and my mind will not shut up. It is loud and it is like a tantrum throwing 2-year-old. It doesn't want to quiet down. And those days are the most important. If I can sit and just be present and be okay with my mind having a carnival off in its own world, that is gonna do me so much more benefit than it just being quiet and it being a really peaceful time meditating. So what a skill to have, and what it has given me to be able to manage things in my day-to-day life, and to feel like even when things are coming at me, I can find a sense of calm. The other thing that it has really done for me is, you know, that split second between input, something happening, and an emotion being triggered, it can seem like the tiniest nanosecond sometimes. And what I have found, the more consistent I am with my meditation, is that tiny nanosecond just gets a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit longer. And I'm able to take a moment and reinterpret things as they happen and change the way I react and respond to the world around me. and that is life-changing. So I know this has been a long video. I hope that you get some value out of it, and thank you, Tessie, for asking me to contribute.
All right, everyone. So that was our video for this week. Super powerful, a lot of tips, a lot about accountability, how everyone in this video, how we have kind of created some of our habits. I hope it was inspiring. If you guys learned something, if you had a thought, if you have some practices that have helped keep you accountable to your own health habits, leave a comment, share this video. I'd love to spread the word. Also, I'm glad you stuck around for the end, because the giveaway for this video, we're wrapping up our three-part series. We learned how to define health, what it means to us personally in 7 different areas of life. We learned how to create balance and kind of create a 21-day challenge to help with that sustainable accountability, giving ourselves like a kickstart into a new habit, bringing conscious action to one of those areas of life that tends to be on the back burner for us. So defining, we found balance, and today was all about accountability and practice, right? So moving forward, creating those health habits. The giveaway for today is a full 7-step process. I really like the number 7, I guess, and alliteration, because each step of the process starts with an R. And it's a transformational process based on emotional intelligence, based on how scientific psychological development, how we as humans break through challenges and start to create the next best version of ourselves. So you guys can grab that handout. It's gonna help walk you through any challenge that you're facing right now. So you guys can download that at tessietracy.com/transform. tessietracy.com/transform. It's actually an audio lesson. So that is a freebie for you guys. It's a great little snippet. I give you homework. You can stop the audio, write down, do your brainstorming, do the exercises, and grow and learn, and hit me up anytime to connect.